Monty's father, Reverend Sir Henry Montgomery, remembered the 19th century in Inishowen.
Conditions have changed, and indeed continue to change, so swiftly that a picture of life in Inishowen in the 19th century would be welcomed by visitors to our region. As there were no hard roads, so also there were no wheeled vehicles. Everywhere was packed on donkeys and horses. Then in time came slipes, that is, boars with ends which trained the ground. Then carts with small wheels. Walking was cultivated, and it must have been conducive to health. Shoes, of course, were a luxury. It was quite common for men and women to walk from Greencastle Moville to Derry and back, distances of 46 and 40 miles respectfully, for a double journey. Their food differed from the present diet. Tea was a luxury, potatoes not common. They lived chiefly on oatmeal and drank buttermilk, surely a better food. Meat was little eaten. A man could bring a sheep round on his back and try to obtain customers for a joint. The post was carried and delivered at certain spots by a man who walked to Derry on one day and returned the next with post. In due time he rode to Greencastle and back on the same day and had a second horse for the alternative days. Life was simple and food was very cheap, largely because there was little means of export and wages were proportionally small. Sixpence, even fourpence a day for a labourer. But then potatoes were a penny a stone, and most other things in proportion. A grown lad could live at a farm, getting his meat, a suit of clothes, and 10 shillings a year. The markets for Greencastle and Shrove, but not Derry, and Coleraine. It was usual to carry produce across the ferry in the morning, and return home by the same routes in the evening, Coleraine being 13 miles from McGilligan Point. Cattle, sheep and horses were transported in boats to the point for the same market, and from time to time both cattle and horses were to swim back again and return to their homes.